So what we're going to do today is we're going to walk through how you decide what type of special needs trust to use. It occurred to me that this is something that's kind of just logical steps. And so there was created a flow chart, I guess. And that's mostly what we're going to walk through today. So let's see if I can get this to work. There we go. It's amazing to me that some people don't really think about the fact that you really don't write a trust for someone unless there's a real reason to write a trust for someone. And I teach at a couple of law schools, and law students don't grasp that at all. You, of course, probably did when you were there, but they just think, you know, I don't know, I need a trust, but they don't know why they need a trust. And so the reason you draft a trust is because there's a need. And the type of trust you draft is based on what is that need? What's the reason we're doing this? What we're going to walk through today is when should you think about using something known as a special needs trust as opposed to perhaps a support trust, or as opposed to any other kind of trust that has any other kind of name to it. And if you decide that the beneficiary needs a special needs trust, then what type do you use? And how do you make that decision as to what type that you use? And so we're going to break that down and walk through those steps today so that you've got a logical progression to work through. And it's all based on this. Which we're not going to, like, I thought about just using a pointer and spend all day with this, but that would get a little boring.